time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Detroit on Monday night.
After a game where, 200 and some yards rushing and a couple of really long drives, kind of where do you feel the state of the defense is right now?
Definitely not where we wanted to be. No excuses can be made at this point. If it's not one thing, it's another, and we just got to patch everything up right now. Can't just take it for granted. Our run defense, it's been pretty good the whole time I've been here. But when a team runs the ball like that, it just demoralizes you more than passing the ball. They're challenging you mentally, physically. So it's on us as a defense just to put that fire out ASAP, and we didn't do that.
Said challenges you physically, and physicality is, consistently a hallmark of the Ravens defense over generations. It seemed like the Lions offense really had more physicality than your defense today. Where do you kind of see as the areas where that can be improved in a week?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, maybe a few plays here and there. And not making excuses. I mean, those few plays win and lose the game, so we got to do it 100% of the time. But I don't think it's anything that we have to. We're trying to reinvent the wheel. You just got to go play football. It's probably not a good answer, but it's running and it's hitting, and we got to run and hit better.
Obviously, you guys are without Nnamdi and without Kyle Van Noy. Exactly summarize how big a loss that is, but how tough was it without them on the field out there tonight?
I have to watch the film, but I mean, we're blessed to have guys who can make plays, Pro Bowl, All Pro guys all over the field, and shame on us if we need a Pro Bowl guy to play good defense. I think we have a plethora of guys who have accolades, but there's teams in the league that don't have that play good defense. So, obviously, to your point, it hurts not having those two guys, but we have guys in the room, ample amount of talent to make up for that at all three levels. So, I don't think it's as much a personnel thing as it is just a run and hitting thing.
From your vantage, why were their inside runs as effective as they were? I mean, you guys did a pretty good job on Gibbs on the outside, but why were they so good, Gashon?
Yeah, again, I don't know. I could have done a lot better on some of the receiver inserts and stuff like that. The ball, those runs hit downhill the fastest, obviously, hit running inside. And when you run it outside, we have guys with speed that can run it down. But like I said, we just got to be more physical at the point of the attack, me included. Me primarily, I think I could have done a lot better doing that. So, again, I don't think the sky is falling, but we got a big one next week on a short week. So it's up to us to be professionals, go out and get a win.
Kyle, I think someone charted you guys with 20 missed tackles tonight. I mean, how out of character is that for you guys? And you're so locked in with the fundamentals usually.
Yeah, that was really disheartening because that was one of the things coming to the game we wanted to leave the game feeling good about tackling. And I can definitely say that we do not. I mean, I don't speak for everybody when I say this, but I do not feel like we tackle well, me included. And, like I said, it's nothing that I think the hard part is covered. I think we have the people to do it. It's the quote unquote easy part of just doing the right things the right way. And it's small things, but they become 60-yard runs and then 4-minute 30-yard touchdown runs. And, I don't even think there's much to be said. We just got to do better.